ॐ सदाशिवसमारम्भाम् व्यासशङ्करमध्यमाम् अस्मदाचार्यपर्यन्ताम् वन्दे गुरुपरम्पराम् श्रुतिस्मृतिपुराणाश्वरो गुरुरात्मेति मूर्तिभेदविभागिने व्योमवद्व्याप्तदेहाय दक्षिणामूर्तये नमः। Yesterday we saw the 41st verse. So having elaborately discussed the Lakshartha of Tvam in so many verses, Shankara Bhagavatpada continued the Tatpada Lakshartha also. Finally, we have started seeing the identity between Tvampada Lakshartha and Tvampada Tatpada Lakshartha. Actually, you arrive at the reality first as Tvampada Lakshyartha, as your own Swarupam, by negating everything which is not the knower. Once you arrive at the reality, you understand the reality is formless, abstract, subtlest. And how do you know? Even though it attributeless, formless, subtlest, how do you arrive at it? Only as the knower. As you arrive at it as the knower, then how the knowing happens? Because that is the nature of that formless, subtlest, abstract reality. So you arrive at the reality, you stumble upon the reality of your own Swarupam as the content of I only in terms of its nature of knowing. Don't you? You have forget. Don't forget this. Yes, only in terms of its nature of knowing, we arrive at it. That is why we understand, that is how we understand reality being abstract, formless, and reality, Swarupam being consciousness or pure knowledge. Later on, we understand the objective universe does not have existence independently, outside of this reality. Only when there is manifestation of knowledge, the universe comes to existence, universe shines. For existence of the universe is dependent on the manifestation of knowledge. Only when it's manifestation of knowledge, the world, object, universe enjoys status of being existent. Therefore, the reality arrived in terms of its nature of consciousness alone is in the form of existence of this objective universe. So existence and consciousness are not two different things. The Swarupam of Ishvara, the Paramatma, the truth of the whole cosmos is nothing but the consciousness. Why? The consciousness and existence are not two different things. As the material cause of the universe, as the intelligent cause of the universe, reality obtains in the form of existence of the universe. The existence is experienced with forms, names and functions in the form of the universe is nothing but pure consciousness. Even when the universe constituted of forms, names and functions are not there also, there is pure existence in the form of pure consciousness only. So, Brahma Swarupam, the nature of the reality implied by the term Brahma or Swarupam of the Ishvara, the whole, is nothing but the Swarupam of the individual only. The consciousness is the only truth of, only essential nature of the Jiva Atma and Paramatma. So the implied meaning Lakshartha of Tvam and Tat is one and the same consciousness existence, and which is of the nature of limitlessness. Satyam Jnanam Anantam. So, and here the individual Swarupam is implied by the term here beautifully, Pratyak Bodha. So, Pratyak Bodha means what? The pure knowledge, pure consciousness obtaining as the innermost essence, the truth of I, the truth of the individual is Pratyek Bodha. The Pratyek Bodha, the pure consciousness, alone is in the form of all pervasive reality, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness. Therefore, we saw yesterday, Ittam anyonya tadatmya pratipattihi yada bhavet yada bhavishyati. In this manner, when anyonya tadatmya pratipattihi, the understanding of the mutual understanding of the mutual oneness of tattantum yada happens, then what ceases is, what will not be there is, lakshartha of tvam will not be anything other than Brahma. And lakshartha of tad will not be any object known indirectly. What is the final conclusion? Purna ananda eka rupena pratyak bodha avatishtate. Whether you know, you do not know. You understand the fact, you do not understand the fact. You are essentially reality implied the term Brahma, which is of the nature of fullness of happiness. So the nature of all pervasiveness. So after the understanding happens also, what happens? Lakshyartha of tvam continues to be Lakshyartha of tat. It is consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. Is it clear? This we saw in yesterday's class. What is second verse?
Tattvamasyadivakyamcha
tadatmya pratipadane tattvamasyadivakyamcha tadatmya pratipadane. Tattvamasyadi vakyancha tattvamasyadi vakyancha
tattvamasyadi vakyancha
tadatmya pratipadane lakshyau tattvam padarthau dvau upadaya pravartate lakshau tattvam padarthau dva upadaya pravartate tattvamasyadi vakyamcha tadatmya pratipadane lakshau tattvam padarthau dva upadaya pravartate here, tat tvam asi adi vakyam. So the Mahavakyam. Okay, yesterday I talked about three types of sentences. Samsargartha bodhaka vakyam, visishtartha bodhaka vakyam, then akhandartha bodhaka vakyam or ekartha ekarasartha akhandartha akhandasartha bodhaka vakyam or akhandartha bodhaka vakyam. So these mahavakyams are the sentences, statements which reveal the essential oneness. They only reveal the essential nature of the only vastu, only reality. So here, tattvamasyadi vakyam. So the vakyam such as the mahavakyam revealing the identity between Ijivatma and Paramatma, such as the mahavakyam, such as tattvamasyadi. That vakyam. Tadatmya pratipadane. Tadatmyam means identity. Pratipadanam means what? Establishing. Pratipadanam, pratipadayati, establishes. Pratipadanam, establishing. It's a gerund. So they are. So in any mahavakyam, such as tattvamasi. Because mahavakyam is singular word and singular sentence only. Any mahavakyam revealing the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma, essential oneness of the individual and the total, such as tattvamasi. Is there? Mahavakyam is for what? Is there only for only with an aim of only for establishing the identity? Any mahavakyam such as tattvamasi is there having an aim in establishing, having an aim in establishing the identity. Establishing identity, not having an aim in establishing the identity, revealing the essential nature. How? Tat tvam padartho lakshau dvau upadaya pravartate. So this, there in Mahavakyam, tat tvam lakshau padartho. Tat tvam lakshau padartho. Padartho, lakshau padartho means what? The lakshyartha. Contextual meaning of the word tvam, the contextual meaning of the word tat, or implied meaning of the word tvam, implied meaning of the word tat. The lakshyartha. Understood? Though, upadaya pravartate. It is there. Pravartate means what? It functions. Any mahavakyam such as vatattvamasi mahavakyam functions in establishing the identity. Therefore, taking only upadaya means specifically taking only the implied meaning of the word tat and tvam functions. Understand? It does not take the direct meaning. Any mahavakyam, tat tvam, the mahavakyas, the words, the lakshartas, taking the upadaya, lakshartho upadaya pravartate, it functions taking only the implied contextual meaning of the words. That is how it works. Doesn't take the literal meanings. Again, it's repeated. So, therefore, when taking upadaya, having cognitively, okay, having taken only the implied contextual meaning of the word tattantvam, when the Mahavakyam any Mahavakya Tattvamasi functions in establishing the identity between Tat and Tattvam, then what happens? Actually, the pure knowledge, the pure consciousness, the pure existence, which is of the self limitlessness alone, is taken as the Lakshyartha of Tattvam. The same thing is repeated here. So you cannot take any other meaning. Okay? When this Mahavakyam is, why repeat so many times repeated? Already you understood. When the Mahavakyam is operated, analyzed, taken for analysis, you cannot take any other literal meaning. You cannot take literal meaning at all. Because for long time, our orientation is what? I am an individual different from Paramatma. I am a Jiva with all limitations different from Paramatma who is omniscient and omnipotent. So that duality division has been there for a long time. Suddenly, to accept the fact of yourself being non-separate from Ishvara, yourself being Ishvara, is such a mind-boggling fact. I'm a Ishvara is very difficult. I'm a Ishvara. Even though you understand, we do analyze, Daktisheveka Prakriya is used, Mahanasatri Prakriya is used, Panchakosha Prakriya is used, you are helped repeatedly to negate what you are not. You are helped to see you are the knower, you are the knower, you are the knower, you are the object of knowledge. With reference to the anything known, you are the knower. You never become the known. Understand? You are the knower. If you are knower, means you are definitely distinct from the known. It takes great deal of time. You understand everything very clearly. But still, you have to first of all what? Yes, I, the self, I am the knower. I, the first person singular pronoun, I refers to the knower only. Therefore, I am distinct from the known. And say the known, negating the body as an object. So you have to shift the identity from what? I sense. You cannot stake the body as the meaning of the word I anymore. But for so long, the orientation has been such. But strong I sense I have. So vachyartha you cannot take at all. Mahavakyam, vachyartha cannot be taken. Body cannot be taken as the meaning of the word I. Because it's an inert material, the object comes in the category of the known only. So you're shifting the I sense to the body, and you're not even the body, the mind, the sensor, everything. Even the thoughts, ahankara. When everything is negated as anatma, non-self, the knower, you arrive at is abstract, formless, and you arrive at it in terms of its nature of knowing only. That abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, and that abstract, formless consciousness is the contextual meaning, implied meaning of the word Tvam in the Mahavakyam. Understand? What is the contextual meaning, like implied meaning of the word Tvam? That abstract, formless reality only. And which is of the nature of knowing consciousness. And that consciousness you arrive at it as Swarupa of the I, is the truth of in contextual, the implied meaning of the word Tat also, which is Ishvara Swarupam, and they are not two, one. This is how you see, because that the consciousness is the existence, and that is as the cause of the universe. Ishvara Paramatma is in the form of existence of everything. That existence is consciousness. Consciousness is existence. In fact, existent consciousness are not even two. Understand? So Paramatma Swarupam is consciousness. Existence is consciousness. Jiva Swarupam is consciousness. You arrive at it. So, then, contextual meaning of Tatvantam is one only. So what is revealed? The Tatpada Lakshya, the contextual implied meaning of the word Tat is nothing but pure existence, which is nothing but pure consciousness. And what is the implied contextual meaning of the word Tvam which arrive at it? Isn't it the negation of Anatma? Also something but pure consciousness. Are they two? Not. They are one. Therefore, from the standpoint of the contextual implied meaning of the word Tattan, Tvam, you can say what? You are Ishvara. You are Ishvara. You are non-separate from Ishvara. But there is no Ishvara other than the truth. The standpoint of consciousness, if you see, isn't it? There is not even I, not even this. Not even Ishvara, not even Jiva. There is only the reality implied with your mantra. Understand? That is what is repeated in this verse 42. So what is the purpose? What's the job? What does it do, Mahavakyam? Mahavakyam reveals the essential oneness of the contextual meaning of the Tat and the Tvam only, being one and the same. Is it clear now? What does any Mahavakyam do? Any Mahavakyam reveals the contextual implied meaning of a meaning of Jivatman Paramatma being one and the same. Jivatman Paramatma implied by this, meant by this pronouns Tvam and Tat. That's what is said here. Okay. Now, we'll see. We'll continue. This will become, so what is explained 42 will be explained further, comment upon the following verses. Vau, we back it. Lakshyau. See, lakshyaha. Tatpadasya tatpada artaha. Lakshyaha tatpada artaha. Lakshyaha tatpada artaha. Understand? Contextual implied meaning of the word tat. Is tatpada lakshyaha artaha? Tatpada lakshyartha. See, lakshyartha is a compound word. Tatpadasya lakshyaha artaha. Lakshyaha means contextually implied meaning. Lakshyaha artaha. Lakshya artaha. Lakshyartha. Got it? Tatpadasya lakshyaha artaha. Tumpadasya lakshyaha artaha. Okay, these two arthas. Now, objective case what? Tatpada lakshyartham, tatpadasya lakshyam artham, tumpadasya lakshyam artham, tattvam lakshyo padarthau, dvau upadaya, taking, having taken only the Mahavakyam functions, extracting, taking, leaving aside the vachyartha, taking only the lakshyartha, it functions, okay, in establishing the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. The leave is not that implied here. Is it clear now? Leaving aside is not mentioned here. Because upadaya is what? See, I take only his money means what? I'm pushing him out. Understand now? I'm taking only his money I'm taking only the money, leaving the empty purse there. I don't need to say empty purse, okay? She was searching for his purse. Okay. Money was there. The thief has taken only the money. What does it mean? He left the purse there. Like that, okay? Leaving is not mentioned there. So how does this Mahavakyam function? Katam pravartate. Tattamasyadi Mahavakyam. Tadatmya pratipadane. Katam pravartate. Is it clear now? Tattamasyadi Vakyam. Any Mahavakyam such as Tattamasi. Katam pravartate. How does it work? How does it function? How does it go ahead? In what? In establishing the identity. Tadatmya pratipadane. In establishing the identity. How does any Mahavakyam, Haches Tattvamasi, function? How does it work? Laksho tat tvam laksho padarthau dvau upadaya. Having picked up, having taken, having extracted only the contextually implied meaning of the words tattantvam. Understand? It works. Is it clear? Got it now? I think I made it very clear. Because if it's otherwise, you don't get it. Oh, simply say Mahavakyam. Tattamasi. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Atma Brahma. All the Mahavakyams. We simply say these are all Mahavakyams. What Mahavakyam? Just having three words. Tattvamasi. Aham Brahmasmi. I am Atma Brahma. All these Mahavakyams. Except Mahavakyams. A small tiny sentences having three words. What is Mahavakyam? Why it is great statement? Why it is great declaration? No. It's a great declaration. Though it's a tiny sentence. Having three words, having two, pronouns, equating it. How is a great declaration? It reveals the identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. It reveals the essential oneness of Jivatma and Paramatma. It helps the individual see his Swarupam being identical with Paramatma. It was Mahavakyam. So, Katham Pravartate. Tattvamasyadi vakyam, Mahavakyam, Tattvamistattvam asyadi Mahavakyam, Tadatmya pratipadane, in revealing, in establishing, in proving the identity in essential oneness, how does it function? You don't know. It doesn't take the vachyartha. That is why it works. If the Mahavakyam works, functions, it conveys the meaning, it serves the purpose, because only, what now? Only taking the contextually implied meanings. Leaving aside the vachyartha. So, leaving the vachyartha, taking only the lakshyartha, is it about bhaga tyaga lakshana? There is vachyartha, there is lakshyartha. You're leaving the vachyartha. What is Ishvara? Stola prapancha, soksha prapancha, karna prapancha, then atma. What is jivatma? Stola sharam. Sukshma Shairam, Karna Shairam, Atma. Is it clear? Individual is also composite of Atma and Atma. Ishra is also composite of Atma and Atma. If we take the Vachyartha, there is difference in Jivatma and Paramatma. It is impossible to reveal the identity. They are not one. They are two. From the standpoint, if you take the Vachyartha, Vachyata is inclusive of what? Anatma. Tvampada Vachyata is inclusive of Anatma. Tatpada Vachyata includes Anatma. Paramatma is And also with upadi, jivatasma upadis. Then, so what do you do? Leave the bhaga, leave the portion of what is meant by tat, what is meant by the word tat. Leave the portion of what is meant by tvam, which should be left. Leave the anatma aspect. Bhagam tejati. Okay, leaving the anatma aspect of Ishvara, leaving anatma aspect of jiva, and taking only the contextually implied atma aspect of jiva, Ishvara and jiva, if you take, oh, they're one identical. So contextually implied meaning of the word tat is what? Tat padasya lakshyaha arthaha. Lakshyaha arthaha means implied meaning. Tum padasya lakshyaha arthaha, again implied meaning of the word tvam. Tat tattvam padayohu. Okay? Lakpada lakshyarthau upadaya. Only taking lakshau arthau of tattandatvam. In establishing this identity, any Mahavakyam functions. Okay? Serves the purpose of revealing. Got it? Now we'll see the following sentences. It may sound very, oh, we understood already why it is repeating. You must be wondering. I'm not repeating. Shankara Bhagavad Pada repeats. There's a purpose why he repeats. Okay. Hitva dosha balau vachinau. The hitva comes now. Lakshau tat tvam lakshau padarthau dvau upadaya. Having taken, extracted cognitively, intellectually, only the contextually implied meanings of the word tvam and tat, pravartate. Okay. Then what does it leave? Please read the following sentence now. Verse now. Hitva dosha balau vachyo. Shabalau vachyo. Vakyam vakyartha bodhane. Hitva dau. Hitva dosha balau vachyo. Vakyam vakyartha bodhane. Yatha pravartate smabhihi. Tatha vyakhyata madarat. Hitva dvau shabalau vachyau. Hitva dvau shabalau vachyau. Vakyam vakyartha bodhane. Yatha pravartate smabhihi. Tatha vyakhyata madarat. See, vakyam vyakhyatam. Vakyam vyakhyatam. This Mahavakyam has been explained. Vakyam means Mahavakyam. This sentence, okay, this tiny sentence consisting of three words is said to be a great declaration, great statement. Okay. This Mahavakyam Vyakhyatam has been explained. How it was explained? Adarat, with utmost care. Adarat వాక్యం వ్యాఖ్యాతం. ఆదరాత్ వాక్యం వ్యాఖ్యాతం, ది పాస్ట్ పాసివ్ వాయిస్ సెంటెన్స్. వాక్యం వ్యాఖ్యాతం ఆదరాత్ ది అట్మోస్ట్ కేర్, ఓకే, వెరీ వెరీ అట్మోస్ట్ కేర్ ది సెంటెన్స్ మహావాక్యం హ్యాస్ బీన్ ఎక్స్ప్లెయిన్డ్ అస్మాభి బై అస్. ఓకే, హియర్ ద టీచర్ టెల్స్ అస్మాభి ద meaning vakyam has been explained in explaining what, in helping what, vakya artha bodhane, how carefully explained, how with utmost care the sentence has been explained in conveying, in revealing, is it, the essential oneness, in essential meaning, in conveying the lakshya, implied meaning. Vakyartha bodhanam, how dvau shabalau vacho hitva, dvau shabalau vacho hitva lakshyo arthau upadaya. Is it clear now? What is rejected, having rejected what? Hitva, having rejected dvau శబలౌ వాచ్యౌ, హ్యావింగ్ రిజెక్టెడ్, గివెన్ అప్ లిటరల్ డైరెక్ట్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ద్వౌ శబలౌ, ద్వౌ శబలౌ వాచ్యౌ, వాచ్యః అర్థః, వాచ్య మీన్స్ వాచ్యౌ అర్థౌ, ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్ నౌ? వాచ్యౌ ఇంప్లైస్ వాచ్యౌ అర్థౌ. ద్వౌ శబలౌ వాచ్యౌ అర్థౌ హిత్వా, అండర్స్టాండ్ విత్ ఆఫ్టర్ వాచ్యౌ యు మస్ట్ పుట్ అర్థౌ విత్ ఇన్ బ్రాకెట్స్. ద్వౌ శబలౌ వాచ్యౌ అర్థౌ హిత్వా హ్యావింగ్ గివెన్ అప్, హ్యావింగ్ కెప్ట్ అసైడ్, హ్యావింగ్ రిజెక్టెడ్, కాగ్నిటివ్లీ హ్యావింగ్ డిలీటెడ్ ది డైరెక్ట్ లిటరల్ మీనింగ్స్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది మహావాక్యం, లక్ష్యౌ తత్త్వం, లక్ష్యౌ పదార్థౌ ద్వౌ ఉపాదాయ, వాక్యార్థ బోధనే యథా ప్రవర్తతే. ఓకే, ఇన్ కన్వేయింగ్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ది సెంటెన్స్, ఇస్ ఇట్, ఇన్ కన్వేయింగ్ ది సెంటెన్స్ ఇట్ ఈస్ so what is rejected, what is taken, in both words you have to understand together. So in helping us arrive at the exact meaning of the sentence, okay, the identity between jivatma and paramatma, what is being done here, at utmost care the literal direct meanings of the words have been, okay, given up, and only the implied meaning of the words alone are taken. Having taken the implied meanings, leaving aside the direct literal meanings, and we arrive at the what is exactly implied by the statement mahavakyam, yeah, especially the essential oneness, the identity between jivatma and paramatma. So once you leave literal meanings and take the lakshyartha, what do you arrive at? They are one and the same consciousness, existence, which is of the nature of limitlessness. That is the implied meaning of both. Therefore what? That's how the Mahavakyam reveals the identity, essential oneness of Jivatman Paramatma. Okay, next sentence, next verse. See, the word pravartate is confusing all of you, is it? See, pravartate means it work, functions, it goes ahead. That's the meaning, okay? Katam pravartate means how does it work? How does it function in revealing the essential oneness? leaving aside the Vachyartha, having taken only the Lakshyartha, in revealing the, in conveying the meaning of the sentence, okay, finally it reveals the identity. Got it now? Sataka, got it? No. Vakyartha Bodhane. In revealing what it conveys, okay? In bringing to light what it conveys, the Mahavakyam works, functions, how? Leaving aside the Vachyartha, taking up only the Lakshyartha. I tell you, after Vakyavritti class, you will not forget. Okay? How does the Mahavakyam reveal the essential oneness? Because remember, in the very beginning, the student was asking. Remember that? Mahavakyam katham tadatmyam pratipadayati. How does the Mahavakyam reveal the essential oneness? He asked. Now the answer is given. What is the answer? See, let me make it very clear. Vakyartha bodhane. Vakyartha, vakyasya arthasya bodhanam. Vakyartha bodhanam. Listen. Vakyasya arthasya bodhanam. Teaching, revealing. Teaching, revealing. Conveying the meaning of the Mahavakyam. In revealing, bodhane. In revealing the purpose, in revealing the meaning of the Mahavakyam, is it? How does it work? How does it function? Leaving aside the literal meaning of the words Tattantvam, and having taken only the contextually implied meaning, okay, it establishes, it works. Otherwise, it cannot work, it will not work. Okay, Mahavakyam will not work in conveying what it conveys if it does not reject the literal meanings. That's the idea. Got it? Tat tvam laksho padartho dvau upadaya shabalo vacho artho hitva. Got it? You have to get both. See, what is rejected, what is taken. That is repeated here. You have to see the verse number 42 and 43 together. Have you seen? Let me tell you again. Tat tvam laksho padartho upadaya. Second sentence. Shabalau vacho artho hitva. Understand? Hitva. Vakyartha bodhane vakyam pravartate. The sentence works, serves the purpose. Okay, the sentence works. The sentence works means what? The sentence goes there, functions, works in conveying what has to convey. How? Leaving aside the rejecting the literal direct meanings, having taken only the contextually implied meanings, it conveys what it conveys. Okay? Otherwise, it cannot convey. That is the idea. Got it? You must say yes or no. Yes. Are you sleepy?
Yes.
Okay. The pravartanam means actually functioning. How does the Mahavakyam work? How does it serve the purpose? How does it function? How it functions means what? It must reveal the identity. Mahavakyam is supposed to be revealing what? Essential oneness. identity between Jivatma and Paramatma. How can it reveal? You don't know. You know what it does? Rejects the, having rejected the direct literal meanings, having accepted only the contextually implied meanings, it works. It conveys the essential identity. This is what the meaning of these two verses together. Okay. Alambanataya bhati. Now you understand, don't worry. Again, I will explain to you, okay? Again, I will give you little meanings to make the complete translations to help you. Well, no, I'm not going out of the track. I don't want others who do not know Sanskritam to go out, to get tired of this class. Already they understood what they need to understand. Oh, why Swami is talking so long? She takes simply repeating. I'm not repeating. The text is repeating. Okay? And you are struggling to get the that little translation of the whole verse you want. Listen, it can be something more, very expressive. When you put in English, I'm just giving you this meaning. See, these people know what completely they give something, they write just to get the content of what it conveys. But they, I am trying my best to give the right exact translation. But I can share it. Okay, I'm convinced of what I'm saying. Alambanataya bhati. Yosmat pratyaya shabdayoho. Alambanataya bhati. Alambanataya bhati. Yosmat pratyaya shabdayoho. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha. Sattvam padabhidaha. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha sattvam padabhidaha. Sattvam padabhidaha. Alambanataya bhati. Alambanataya bhati. Yosmat pratyaya shabdayoho. Yosmat pratyaya shabdayoho.
Yosmat pratyaya shabdayoho.
Antahkarana sambhinna bodha sattvam padabhidaha. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha sattvam padabhidaha. So, in 44 and 45th, again Shankara Bhagavatpada says, what is the direct literal meaning of these two words? So, yaha asmat pratyaya shabdayoho. Alambanataya abhati. Antahkarana sambhinna bodha. Saha tumpada abhidaha. Yaha asmat pratyaya shabdayoho antahkarana sambhinna bodha. So you know, saha ತ್ವಂಪದ ಅಭಿದಃ ಅಂತಃಕರಣ ಸಂಭಿನ್ನ ಬೋಧ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಹಿಯರ್ ಈಸ್ ಯೋರ್ ಇಂಟರ್ನಲ್ ಇನ್ಸ್ಟ್ರೂಮೆಂಟ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಯು ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಸೇ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಈಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಸೊ ಹಿಯರ್ ಸಂಭಿನ್ನ ಬೋಧ ಸಂಭಿನ್ನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಿತ ಬೋಧ ಸಂಭಿನ್ನ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಸಂಬಂಧಿತ ಸೊ ಬೋಧ ಹಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ದಿ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ದಿ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಆರ್ ಅವೇರ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದಿ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಅಂತಃಕರಣಂ ಓಕೆ ಅಂಡ್ ದಿಸ್ ಐಸೆನ್ಸ್ ಐಡೆಂಟಿಫೈಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಮೈಂಡ್ ಓಕೆ ದಿ ಅಹಂ ಅಸ್ಮಿ ಇಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ಐ ಯು ಸೇ ಐ ಐ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಹೈಲಿ ಟೆಕ್ನಿಕಲ್ ಲೆಸನ್ ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ಲಿಸನ್ ಟು ಮೀ ಕೇರ್ಫುಲಿ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಎಮ್ ಆಡಿಂಗ್ ಆಮ್ ಆಲ್ಸೋ ಹಿಯರ್ ಟು ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ವಾಟ್ ಇಸ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ದಿಸ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಎನಿ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಎನಿ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಎನಿ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಅದ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಮೀನ್ಸ್ ಇಟ್ ಈಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಅಸೋಸಿಯೇಟೆಡ್ ಕಂಬೈನ್ಡ್ ವಿತ್ ದ ಥಾಟ್ ಅಲೋನ್ ಈಸ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಇಟ್ ಮೇಕ್ ಇಟ್ ವೆರಿ ಕ್ಲಿಯರ್ ವಾಟ್ ಈಸ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಐ ಈಸ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಇಸ್ ಅ ಮ್ಯಾನಿಫೆಸ್ಟೇಷನ್ ಆಫ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಅ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಎನಿ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ವಾಟ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ರೈಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಆಫ್ ಆಲ್ ಯು ಸೇ ಐ ಆಮ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಟು ರೈಸ್ ಫಸ್ಟ್ ಅಂಡ್ ದಟ್ ನಾಲೆಡ್ಜ್ ಆಫ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆನ್ಸ್ ಇಸ್ ವಾಟ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಪ್ಯೂರ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಡಸ್ ನಾಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಅ ಮಿಯರ್ ಥಾಟ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಈವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟಸ್ ಆಫ್ ಬಿಂಗ್ ಎಕ್ಸಿಸ್ಟೆಂಟ್ ಅಂಡರ್ಸ್ಟ್ಯಾಂಡ್ ಹೌ ಕ್ಯಾನ್ ಇಟ್ ಬಿಕಮ್ ಅ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಸೊ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ಇನ್ವಾಲ್ವ್ಸ್ ಟೂ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಆರ್ ಟೂ ಫ್ಯಾಕ್ಟರ್ಸ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಪ್ಲಸ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಟುಗೆದರ್ ಕಾನ್ಸ್ಟಿಟ್ಯೂಟ್ ಕಾಗ್ನಿಷನ್ ವಿಥೌಟ್ ಕಾನ್ಶಿಯಸ್ನೆಸ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಮಿಯರ್ ಥಾಟ್ ಬೈ ಇಟ್ಸ್ ಸೆಲ್ಫ್ ಕೆನಾಟ್ ಇವನ್ ಹ್ಯಾಸ್ ಸ್ಟೇಟ್ cannot even exist and the consciousness without the thought also does not become the cognition why in deep sleep state very very highly technical okay understand it we'll continue later on also the pure consciousness is always there there's never a time pure consciousness is not there when there's no cognition in deep sleep state what is there pure consciousness is so pure consciousness does not become cognition understand it means the thought must be there the thought alone cannot become cognition also the thought must rise isn't it if the thought rises the consciousness is already there it becomes is manifested That's how we say what? Together cognition. So I am, when you say, this is consciousness, awareness associated with, manifested in the thought. What he says here, the alamb, okay, antakkarana sambhinna bodaha. Antakkarana sambhinna bodaha means, the consciousness associated with the awareness consciousness associated with the thought alone antakara sambhinna bodaha then what happens I am knowledge is there. So that I, the consciousness associated with the thought alone is the I, the consciousness associated with the thought is what? Cognition. I, you see? Cognition. I itself is a cognition. It's not pure consciousness. Because in pure consciousness is there, there's no vritti. Without the vritti, antakarna vritti, when the consciousness alone is there, there's no cognition. When the thought rises, okay, when this manifestation knowledge happens, then consciousness with the thought alone is cognition. That is what is said here, which is the, when you say I, what is I? I is nothing but pure consciousness associated with the thought. That's what he says. What is it? Antakarana sambhinna bodha. What is I? I sense. When you say forget, asmat pratyaya shabdayoho. Asmat pratyaya means what? Asmat pratyaya shabdaha means I. When you say aham, aham, when you say, in English, I, when you say, that I is actually pure consciousness associated with the thought, vrittihi, I cognition. And this I cognition, what I cognition? Pure consciousness associated with thought alone is the literal direct meaning of the word tvam. When Shastram says tvam, tattvamasi, is it good? Tattvamasi, when Shastram says you, what do you mean by, when what you should say? I. Is it clear now? When I tell you, tvam, you, when I say you, what should you say? I. Then, when the Shatram addresses saying you, and that you should be taken as what? As a listener, I. What is tvam for the Shatram? She's what? I for us. Is it clear now? What is that I? The tvam actually, what is the literal direct meaning of the word tvam? Tattvamasi, when the Shastram says tattvamasi, you are that. There, what is the literal meaning of the word tvam? Mm-hmm. Literal meaning of the word tvam is the pure consciousness associated with the thought, the cognition. Understand, it's not pure consciousness. Consciousness identified with, associated with the thought. Is the literal meaning of the word tvam. Is it clear now? What is tvam? What is I? I, tvam means I. Tvam is equal to what? What is tvam for the teacher or the shastram? For a student is what is it? I. Isn't it? And what is I? It's not pure consciousness. It's pure consciousness associated with the thought. Because pure consciousness does not become a thought. Pure thought, sorry, cognition. Thought without consciousness also cannot become the cognition. The two aspects together constitute what? Cognition. So when the teacher says tvam, what it means is I, the consciousness, the thought, the I sense. Okay, that aham, that knowledge, aham asmi, or will you asmi, aham is the literal direct meaning of the word tvam. Got it? What is there? Is matter is included there. Anatma, atma, anatma together in every cognition, there's atma plus anatma. It's very easy to say, oh, leave the literal meaning of the word tvam means what? Leaving the physical body is very easy. Got it now? Are all listening to me? Yes. See, very easy to, when you say, okay, what's an individual? ఇండివిజువల్ ఇస్ స్థూల సూక్ష్మ కారణ శరీరాన్ని ఆత్మ ఇస్ ఇండివిజువల్ సో లీవ్ ది వాచ్ అనాత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది ఇండివిజువల్ టేక్ ఓన్లీ ది ఆత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్ అండ్ ఆత్మ ఇఫ్ యూ టేక్ ఓన్లీ ది ఆత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్ దట్ లక్ష్యార్థ ఇస్ ఆత్మ ఆస్పెక్ట్ అలోన్ టేక్ లక్ష్యార్థ స్టాండ్ పాయింట్ ఆఫ్ లక్ష్యార్థ జీవన్ ఈశ్వర్ ఆర్ వన్ ఆల్రెడీ హాస్ బీన్ సెట్ నౌ హి గో వెరీ డిఫికల్ట్ పార్ట్ వాట్ ఇస్ డిఫికల్ట్ వెన్ యూ సే అహం 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 అస్మత్ ప్రత్యహ మీన్స్ వాట్ అస్మత్ ప్రత్యహ మీన్స్ ఐ దకారంత అండర్స్టాండ్ నౌ త్రిశృంగే సమాన అస్మత్ శబ్ద అహం ఆవాం వయం రిమెంబర్ దట్ అస్మత్ శబ్ద సో అహం అస్మత్ ప్రత్యహ మీన్స్ అహం వాట్ ఈస్ అహం దట్ ఈ అహం ఈస్ ద మీనింగ్ ఆఫ్ ద వర్డ్ త్వం వాట్ ఈస్ మెంట్ బై ది మహావాక్యం సత్తమసి మహావాక్యం ద త్వం మీన్స్ అహం అండర్స్టాండ్ వాట్ ద త్వం మీన్స్ అహం ద వాట్ ఈస్ అహం దర్ అహం ఈస్ నాట్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ నాట్ థాట్ ఇట్ ఈస్ ప్యూర్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేటెడ్ విత్ ద వృత్తి దిస్ ఆత్మ అనాత్మ సంబంధ ఈస్ దర్ Understand? It is not pure consciousness. I am. When you say that I is a cognition, it's not pure consciousness. Consciousness with the thought. There you have to cognitively remove the thought. Take only the consciousness aspect. That is the lakshyartha. Understand now what I'm saying? Got it? So here, what is Vachyartha of Tvam? Vachyartha of Tvam is consciousness of the thought in I cognition. I is the Vachyartha of Tvam. And what is I? I means consciousness of the thought. How is it said here? అంతఃకరణ సంభిన్న బోధ సి అంతఃకరణ మీన్స్ ఓల్ మైండ్ ఓకే యు అండర్స్టాండ్ అంతఃకరణ సంభిన్న బోధ మీన్స్ ద కాన్షియస్నెస్ అసోసియేట్ విత్ ద థాట్ విచ్ ఇస్ మిక్స్చర్ ఆఫ్ ఆత్మ అనాత్మ థాట్ ఈస్ అనాత్మ కాన్షియస్నెస్ ఈస్ ఆత్మ Even I cognition is also mixture of Atma and Anatma, consciousness and matter. Got it? Very nice. So much. They're very easy to say, oh, body, I'm not the body. What are you then? Okay. So I am I when you say That I itself is what? Not pure consciousness. Consciousness antakana sambinnaha. This associated with the thought. Antakana sambinna bodaha. Tvampada abidaha. Tvampada abidaha. What is meant by the word tvam? When the Shastra, in this Mahavakyam Tattvam, Tvam, Mahavakyam Tattvamasi, what is meant by the word Tvam? Now leave other things, okay? Tvam, when the Shastra says Tvam, you are that Tvam, actually Abhidaha. Tvam is meant by Tvam is the meaning of the word I. Tvam is the meaning of the word I. Isn't it? When Shatram says, Tattvamasi Mahavakyam, the word Tvam, the meaning of the word Tvam is I. And what that I? That I is not pure consciousness. The consciousness associated with the thought. Because it's a cognition. Shastram does not address consciousness. You are that. Does Shastram address consciousness? Shastram addresses you, the individual. So when you say I, Shastram says Tvam and Tvam Pada Abhidaha. What is meant by? Okay? Abhida, what is Abhidaha means meant. What is meant by? The word Tvam is I. And that I is a cognition. Cognition is what? Antakana sambhinnaha bodhaha. The consciousness associated with the thought. Wow, so much. Got it now? Very, very, very. I like it. I love it. I see it. We all enjoy it?
Yes.
Ah, oh, she says, antakarana sambhinna bodha sattvam tvam sattvam padabhidaha. Say, tvam saha saha antakarana sambhinna bodha asmat pratyaha tvam pada abhidaha. What is meant by the word tvam? Yatamasi mahavakyam is I, okay, I, which is nothing but a cognition, which is not pure consciousness, but consciousness associated with the thought. So you say, I am. Does consciousness say I am? Tell me. Consciousness does not say I am. Got it? Without consciousness, there cannot be the knowledge that I am. Got it? Therefore, what he wants to explain to us, tattvamasi, tattvamasi, when he says, we're not simply rejecting. This is very, very, very important, subtle teaching here. That tvam in tattvamasi actually is meant by what now? I. And what is I? First person singular pronoun, I. What is it? It's a cognition. What is that cognition? Consciousness associated with the thought. I'm very happy. The one thing becomes clear now, of this verse is finished. Is it clear now? When you say tvam also is a cognition. The teacher or the shastram does not talk to the consciousness. Talk to you. And you are listening. Shastram tells you and you say, yes, I am. Are you here? Yes, I am. And this consciousness doesn't talk. Consciousness does not speak. Consciousness does not say, I am. But the teacher says, you, that you is what? Tvam is what? Abhidaha. So he says, antakarana sambhinna bodhaha saha tvam pada abhidaha. Saha antakarana sambhinna bodhaha tvam pada abhidaha. That, okay, consciousness with the thought, asmat pratyaya, that I sense, I cognition, which is consciousness associated with the thought alone, is meant by, is the literal meaning of the word tvam. Okay, which means what? Tvam is also vachyartha. Tvam, vachyartha of the tvam? I sense, I cognition. Shastram says tvam. For you it is what? I cognition, I sense. What is I sense? It is consciousness associated with the thought, which rises, which comes, and which goes. This I. Okay. Antakarna sambhinna bodha saha asmat pratya tvam pada abhidaha. This is the literal meaning. Okay? అంతఃకరణ సంభిన్న బోధ సహ త్వంపద అభిదః. And this I sense is object of knowledge. Understand now? Alambanataya abhati. How does this I sense? This I sense, meaning of the word, literal, direct meaning of the word tvam. I sense, I cognition, the consciousness associated with the thought, which is the literal meaning of the word tvam, shines. How does it shine? Alambanataya. Katham abhati? Alambanataya abhati. Alambanataya means with support as an object. See, cognition is the eye cognition, which is the literal meaning of the word tvam. This eye cognition, literal meaning of the word tvam, which is nothing but consciousness associated with the thought, shines as an object of knowledge. Shines as an object of knowledge. Is it clear or not? Why? In deep sleep state, when you are fast asleep, the eye cognition is not there, it is known. How is it? How does it shine? How does I sense shine? It shines as an object of knowledge. Alambanataya abhati. Katham abhati? Aham pratyaha. See, aham asmat pratyaya shabdayoho yaha antahkarna sambinna bodaha సహ త్వం పద అభిదః ఆలంబనతయా ఆభాతి. వాట్ హీ సేస్ ఇన్ వన్ హోల్ వర్స్, ఐ సెన్స్, ఐ కాగ్నిషన్ విచ్ ఇస్ యూస్డ్ బై ఎవ్రీ ఇండివిజువల్ టు రెఫర్ టు వన్ సెల్ఫ్ ఈస్ నథింగ్ బట్ కాన్షియస్నెస్ విత్ ద థాట్. అండర్స్టాండ్, కాన్షియస్నెస్ విత్ ద థాట్ అలోన్ ఇస్ వాట్ ఐ సెన్స్. దిస్ ఐ సెన్స, the consciousness associated with the thought alone, is meant literally, is the direct literal meaning of the word tvam. And this literal meaning of the word tvam, which is eye cognition, which is consciousness associated with the thought, is shining or shines as an object. Is it clear now? I sense is an object. Aham vrittihi, aham asmi iti jnanam. Just to say ahankara, I sense. I sense is an object of knowledge. Why? It comes and goes. When it is not there, it is deep sleep state. When it is there, it is waking state. What is I sense? I sense bodaha. Okay? సహబోధ ఆలంబనతయా ఆభాతి. సహబోధ, దట్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఐ సెన్స్ షైన్స్ యాజ్ అన్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్, విచ్ మీన్స్ ఇట్ కమ్స్. సో ఐ సెన్స్ బీయింగ్ దేర్ ఈస్ నోన్ ఇన్ ద వేకింగ్ స్టేట్. ఐ సెన్స్ బీయింగ్ నాట్ దేర్ దేర్ ఆల్సో నోన్. ఇట్ ఈస్ డీప్ స్లీప్ స్టేట్. ఇస్ ఇట్ క్లియర్? ఐ సెన్స్ ఇస్ ఆబ్జెక్ట్ ఆఫ్ నాలెడ్జ్ ఆర్ నాట్? టెల్ మీ. That's what it is. Alambanataya abhati means what? I sense shines, abhati appears, shines as an object. Understand? Because it comes and goes. That I sense is what? Consciousness with the thought. It's a cognition. That cognition, the I sense, I cognition, which is consciousness with the thought, which comes and goes, which shines as an object alone, is the literal meaning of the word tvam. This much is conveyed by this one verse. Who has understood it now? I tell you, in all my class, I always say this. this eye sense comes and goes. When there is eye sense, it is waking state. The eye sense resolves, it is deep sleep state. First I, then what? Am. I am. Isn't it? Everything else is what? Is, are the are. Only a first person singular pronoun I. The first person singular pronoun I, isn't it? Is a word. It's a word, comes out as a word. Because that is the word which you, I is the single lettered word is used by every individual to refer to oneself. For the I sense to, for the word I to get expressed, it must rise from a thought first. Isn't it? First and the foremost of all the cognitions. The first, the foremost, all the cognitions is looked upon as the dead end of the mind. Okay. What rises first is what? Aham. Not even am. Okay. Aham. I. That I is what? Asmat shabda asmat asmat pratyayoho. He says. Asmat pratyayam is what? The word I. Understand? The word I is the expression of, which is used by every individual to refer to oneself, is nothing but expression of the cognition I. That cognition I is not pure consciousness, the consciousness with the thought. And it shines as an object of knowledge, which comes and goes. That I sense alone is the literal direct meaning of the word Tvam in Tattvamasi Mahavakyam. Got it? Yeah. Still doubt? Any doubt? Why? Because the teacher does not address the consciousness. Tattvamasi Shweta Keto. Consciousness need not be addressed. Who is addressed here? However, this way Vakya Vritti. Understand now? Until now, what you have been learning is easy. I'm not saying easy. Only now the actual Vakya Vritti. Okay? Vakya Vritti means really how is a, how real analysis comes in. You are consciousness when Shastan says. You are consciousness when Shastan says. You are consciousness. You are Ishvara. Tat Brahmatamasi. When he says, Shethe Shetaketo Tad Brahmatamasi, when he says, that's it. Who is addressed here? You. What is that you? The Tvam who is addressed is who? That Tvam is actually the literal meaning. What is it again? The literal meaning of, okay? Literal meaning. What is the that word Tvam? Literal meaning of the word Tvam is eye sense, eye cognition. What is eye cognition? Which shines as an object, which comes and goes. What is eye cognition which comes and goes as an object? Consciousness associated with the thought. Are you all happier now? It goes above the head? I made it clear. For one verse, one class, whole class is over. We did some two classes verses. Yaha asmat patte shabdayoho antakkarna sambhinna bodaha alambanataya abhati saha tvampada abhidaha. I get a nice pardon. Make it very clear. Yaha asmat pratyaya shabdayoho antakarna sambhinna bodaha alambanataya abhati saha tvampada abhidaha. Got it now? Is this the fourth order? See, pratyaya means thought. Shabda means word. Asmat Pratyaha means I cognition. Asmat Shabda means what? I, the word I. So, the consciousness associated with the thought, I sense, I, the first person singular pronoun, the word used by every individual referred to one's own self, is nothing but cognition, which is associated with the consciousness associated with the thought alone, which shines as an object of knowledge alone, is the literal direct meaning of the word tvam. Got it? Now it's clear? Not that clear?
It's clear, but alambhanataya using this.
Abhati.
This object is very stretched meaning.
See, alambhanataya means it's to be an object. It's not just the consciousness. Is it? Alambhanataya means alambhanam here means as an object means what happens? That is how we have to arrive at it. Alambhanataya implies as an object. Just alambhanata. Alambhanataya abhati. Now, he goes to Ishvara. First in these two verses, we are seeing tumpada vachyartha, then tatpada vachyartha we are seeing. When you start the whole body, mind, sense, complex, soul, system, very easy. Now he just takes only tvam. What is the literal meaning of the word tvam? Direct literal meaning of the word tvam is the literal meaning, okay? Oh, the word aham. Aham is a shabdaha. Aham, asmat shabdaha means the word I. The first person singular pronoun I is what? Asmat shabdaha. Asmat shabdaha is an expression of asmat pratyayaha. Asmat I cognition. The meaning, okay? What is this? Asmat pratye shabdayoho means the meaning of this word, literal meaning of this word and the cognition I is actually the consciousness associated with the word. And this literal meaning, literal direct meaning of this word and cognition I is consciousness associated with the word, with the thought, which is the literal meaning of the, with literal that meaning of the word, tvam. Okay? And this comes and goes, which is an object of knowledge. This is the literal meaning of the word tvam. I made it very clear. Okay? Now you have understood what? Na tvampada lakshyartha. Tvampada vachyartha you have understood. Is it clear? Tvampada vachyartha you understood. See, because of your ignorance, you mistake the whole body, mind, complexes. That's the problem. Actually, tvampada vachyartha means this is the tvampada vachyartha. Which shines as an object of knowledge. There, you have to do some cognitive deletion. Isn't it? We have to see later on. Okay, I'll give you 15 minutes break and come back.